snow and tornadoes in the U.S. hamper ministry assessments. Cameroon eyes Nigeria's extremism warily, even as a Bible center moves forward. And believers bring the warmth of hope to Central Asia's winter. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tornadoes ripped through multiple American states last week, leaving at least 39 dead. Madison, Alabama was hardly the worst hit area, but its story might be the most distressing.
The same area was hit with a tornado last spring, and many of the homes and families that we've worked with cleaned up and touch. They've been hit again.
That's Mark Lewis with the Evangelical Free Church of America. His Touch Global Crisis Response Team has been helping Madison residents for almost a year. Homes only just put back in order to have been destroyed again, utterly demolished. Lewis says the emotional toll will be great.
It's just an amazing terror to have a tornado hit your area, but then the second time within such a short time frame, it's just very traumatizing. So we really want to bring the hope that comes in the gospel into the lives of people there.
Read more and respond at our website. Next, Boko Haram's efforts to rid Nigeria of Christians have also raised concerns in neighboring Cameroon. Muslim leaders fear a rise in extremism could seep into their country. At the same time, Wycliffe Associates is planning to build a new Bible translation center in the same area. President Bruce Smith says,
"There is a lot of concern about what might happen, but so far it's been peaceful. We're obviously concerned that the translations would be able to move forward without interruption, and so we'd certainly request people to pray."
A new Bible translation training center would support more than 40 language projects that are underway. It's a strategic area for the gospel.
It's a place where there's just so many different languages, about 300 in Nigeria and about another 100 in Cameroon, that are still without one verse of scripture, and we are convinced that the best solution for the instability and the concerns that have arisen there is that God's word go forward in a language that they can understand.
The first $50,000 launches construction. We have ways you can help at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ministry reports out of China are mixed. Some say ministry is more open than it's ever been before. Other groups say Christians are oppressed more than ever. Well, we know both are true. President of China Partner Eric Berkland just returned from China. He says one registered church pastor is seeing many turn to Christ through hotel outreach.
By renting a ballroom in the local hotel and then having each church member bring their non-Christian friend or family members to this special event. They had some dancing and some plays and some music. He said at the end he preached an evangelistic message and 60 people accepted Christ.
He's already baptized 200 new believers. Many people wonder if it's legal. Berkland did too.
I asked this pastor very specifically, well, isn't this illegal? He goes, well, we didn't ask the authorities ahead of time. We just did it, and we figured if they weren't going to say anything, we're just going to go ahead with it.
Elsewhere, for refugee families in parts of Central Asia, winter's nighttime cold can be lethal. Many fled to the city because of drought, famine, and fighting in their hometowns. In one small city, 100 of the most at-risk families are surviving thanks in part to food aid provided by Southern Baptist and the Baptist Global Response World Hunger Fund. Salt and light projects like this offer an opportunity to demonstrate the compassion of Christ and make a profound difference in the lives of people in desperate need. And there's a need for clean water around the world, but does it really matter if it's met by Christians? Well, the chief of one South Asian village got government permission to install 3 water pumps, but 2 more pumps were desperately needed. Gospel for Asia offered to meet the need and installed 2 Jesus wells. Soon after, the chief came to Christ. Now the whole village is hearing the gospel, the response of God's people making an eternal difference. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray daily for those listening to HCJB Global's shortwave, satellite, and internet radio broadcasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.